B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, welcome in, 98.5 The Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray. The DraftKings Over Under Show. Riding solo today, Dan. He is out today, so I will be with you till 9 o'clock here talking betting, and then you know what happens at 9 o'clock? Where's the Joe Show? So we'll give you that coming up at 9 o'clock. But it's just me and you hanging out for the next couple of hours. And feel free to call in at 617-779-0985. Ryan Beaton is here today. He will answer your calls. And then I will ask him uncomfortable questions at times, which is always fun for everybody. So, but yes, things are now getting finalized in the NBA. We now know the start time for the Celtics in 76ers Game 7, and it will be tomorrow, 3:30, pregame right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub at 3 p.m. I'll be with you till 2 tomorrow, and then we'll hand things over. But yes, Game 7 tomorrow, 3:30. I was hoping maybe 4, somewhat of a later game, and here's the joke on it. Maybe if they play a little bit later in the night, Jason Tatum might get, you know, get going a little earlier, you know, because if they play the early game, he might not wake up till, I don't know, maybe the fourth quarter. But we'll get into that. We'll talk about Game 7, right? Everyone loves the two words in sports, Game 7. So we'll certainly talk about that. Well, usually what we do here in the first segment is recap last night, which we'll do in just a minute here. And I do want to look at some of the NHL odds and schedule day NFL and Patriots-related stuff. And then some other teams. We'll take a look around today, and anything you guys would like to discuss, any betting thing. I had a conversation with somebody this week about, Joe, I just hit this 19 parlay, check it out. And I just, you know, our stance on parlays, but you got to understand like how far we've come. Obviously betting has been legalized now since February here in Massachusetts, but before that we were at the mercy of Mr. Pickles. Or going to New Hampshire or driving to New Hampshire. So a lot of the apps really weren't defined at that time. So as far as, you know, hey, get these boosts and do all this, you know, at the time, that stuff never existed to me. You know, to me, it was, all right, give me this on the over and this, you know, give me this against the spread and, you know, let's do a parlay and, you know, let's birdcage. And that's basically what it was back in the day for us. So I congratulate the people that are doing these 5-team, 9-team parlays and hitting big. It's just I look at it and say, wow, those percentages are really bad.
Do not ever do that.
Yes, Dan. Don't ever do that. And here's the deal. Vegas was built off parlays and teasers. It was. But I get it now. Things are a little bit different. You know, you can bet on everything. Literally everything. I know guys that are betting on hockey, baseball, NBA, all in one night, many different things. It's a little out of control. But congratulations to you if you are hitting these parlays. I wish you the best. Hey, listen, if you can put some money up and hit big, go ahead. I look at it as like scratch tickets. You know, you might buy 100 of them and hit on 2 of them and be like, yeah, man, hit $800. But it's like, how much money did you put into it to make that? So I'm not crapping over your parlays. I'm not doing that. Don't think I am. I just, if you're talking about being profitable and betting percentages, it's just not profitable, and it's not a high percentage, and that's just it. So if you want to call me and, hey, Joe, look at my parlay, that's fine. I will congratulate you on your parlay. I will ask you for a strategy. I'd be like, hey, why are you doing that? Or I want to know, actually, personally. But to me, it's too much. Too many things have to happen. I hate betting on a side and a total in one game. I might hit the side, but I'll miss the total. It drives me nuts. And then I come away, and I lost $10 in vig or juice or whatever you want to call it these days. But yeah, for me, out on parlays, but good for you if you're hitting these boosts, right? Hey, tonight, bet the Celtics -3.5 and Jason Tatum to go over 29.5 points and Joel Embiid will go over 21. And if you hit this, you get a magic boost. Like, that's too many outcomes for me. It's just too, for me, it's too many. For you, I get it. You're on the app. You've never seen it before. It looks good, right? Let's do the Boston parlay, everybody. They got the Boston parlay. Let's get the three teams. sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. For the most part, they don't. Too many things need to happen. So that's why I just push back on any parlay talk. But, hey, listen, how many people have told me they've been hitting lately? More than you know. And maybe they just do it when they win, and they do a lot of them and they don't win. So I just wanted to start there today. Just a little thing that I wanted to just get off my chest when it comes to these apps back in the day. You know, hey, give me, the Patriots. Give me 200 on the over, you know. Nowadays, it's like palm of my hand. What do I want? What do I want? Bet the first quarter, second quarter? Well, who will win the tip-off? All that stuff. It's just it's crazy how many things you can do. It literally is. It's like Christmas every day. Every day I wake up. Ah, what do we get today? Oh, I can bet on the USFL. Yes. The Revs play tonight. Yes, they're in Miami. There's so much at the palm of your hand. It's incredible. But anyways, the phone number here, 617-779-0985. How about the Miami Heat? The Miami Heat are moving on, everybody. And so here was my take on yesterday's game. I thought Miami would move on. I think a lot of us thought we'd move on. I actually had New York to beat the Cavs as an underdog in that series, moved on. I thought maybe six, and that's exactly what happened with Miami. But Scott Foster, baby, the Wrangle himself, the extender, as some will call him, he came into the equation. I feel that he very much did last night. Even though the series wasn't extended, New York covered the spread in dramatic fashion, by the way. But yes, they were 6.5-point underdog, 7, depending where the number closed for you. But yes, New York opened up on a 16-point lead. And I don't know if anybody saw halftime. Stephen A, though, was like, hey, put the camera on me. That's how he started it. I don't know if you find that, Ryan. But it was kind of funny. He's like, put the camera on me. And he just literally starts calling out Julius Randle out of nowhere. It was like it bothered him so much that the Heat came back after having a big lead. And he's right. Jalen Brunson, by the way, is really working out. I mean, and I wonder how Dallas feels about it now. I don't think they were ever going to spend them the money. Maybe there was a little tampering in there as well. I think there really was, actually. But Jalen Brunson was awesome. He kept them. He was fighting all night, very similar to what Marcus Smart maybe did the other night. But Jalen Brunson kept the Knicks in the game all night long. And Miami, I think, was putrid from three. And then they finally got going. And at the end of the game, it was just a little bit too much in the end, Miami, and just kept pulling away. They just kept chipping away. Well coached, man. I think coaching is sometimes overrated, and it's hard for me to say that based off what we're seeing here in the Boston-Philadelphia series. But I don't think coaching means everything in the NBA, but with the Miami Heat, how do you look away from it? Right? When you're on a betting line, do you really look at it and say, I'm going to bet Eric Spoelstra today? You don't. But with Scott Foster in the mix, I thought that maybe some shenanigans would happen, and it did. So if you had the Knicks, you covered. But Miami does advance. And I wanted to just give you some numbers on that. I saw this yesterday before the game. I couldn't believe it. I actually looked at it. I had to look it up myself after I was looking into it a little bit. But the Heat lost 9 straight games Scott Foster officiated. 1-8 against the spread. So if you really want to look it up, the last 10 games for the Miami Heat, they're 1-9 against the spread when Scott Foster is their official. Last year's playoffs, they went 0-3. In the regular season, they went 0-5. So add a win, but not a cover. What do we have? Oh, yeah, they were the old Wrangle, right? But of the 3 playoff games, Game 7 was versus Boston last year. The other two were 2-1 leads. So when Scott Foster came into these games, he was the extender. But if anything, it was the money, baby. So if you were on the New York Knicks last night, 6.5, oh, you covered. You barely covered, though, huh? 96-92 was the final 4-point win for Miami. But, yes, the Wrangle was in full effect last night. But What is up with Scott Foster and the Miami Heat, though? The last two seasons with Foster, 1-11 straight up and 2-10 against the spread. So let's add 2-11 straight up and 2-13 against the spread now. So I know that Miami won in advance last night, but it's still not pretty. He was involved. And this is why we talk about the officiating stats. Does it always matter? No, it doesn't. Okay, does it really impact? I think it really does when he's involved. When he's involved, something happens. I mean, Jaylen Brown, remember he got in foul trouble, was on the bench? Celtics could do nothing when he was in there. But, like, this stuff has a history of just always sticking out, right? I wouldn't be surprised who the official will be in game one of the Heat-Celtics 76ers series. I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but I don't think the Celtics have seen Foster this round. And I know tomorrow's game seven. Do you think he's going from Miami to Boston? It could happen. There it is. That won't get announced until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I'll be here, by the way. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. I'm here, dude. I'm here in the mornings, the nights, whenever you want me. I'm here. Whenever you want me, I'll be there. I'll be around. Anyways, just wanted to start there with the Knicks covering last night. A couple of people are already telling me I had a 5.5. He definitely came to play last night. The spread, and here's another thing, right? And this is something Dan's brought up many times. The spread doesn't always matter in a lot of these games. Right? You know what? The 76ers game last Sunday, it did matter. I think the Celtics were, what, +1 or -1, and they ended up losing by one? Something to that matter. The spread came into the effect is all I'm trying to say. But last night's game, usually it's bet the team you want because they cover. Did not work out for the Miami Heat, even though they won. And if you liked the Knicks, obviously, you covered on that one. So, anyways, phone number here, 617-779-0995. I talked to somebody who had a bunch of parlays. He's listening, so he just tweeted at me. I was one RBI away from 2,400 last night. Dodgers, Padres. My strategy is using the boost and teetering the limits, then sprinkle in a bet or two to make the overall odds increase a good percentage. Woof. It's too much. Yeah, I know. There's too much going on there, bro. I'm looking at this bet slip right now. 10 picks. Over 1.5 total runs, under 7.5 total runs, under 7.5 in the Dodgers game, total runs. Fernando Tatis with total bases. Freddie Freeman, total bases. Mookie Betts, total bases. Are you really betting on total bases?
Do not ever do that.
For real? I was one RBI away from 2,400 last night, damn it. It's real. This thing is real, man. So good for you on your parlays. And I said, I'm on your radio all morning long. And some guy goes, thanks for the warning. No problem at all, sir. We're going to have fun today. It's going to be a fun day today. It's just me here until 11 o'clock. So that should be fun. You never know what could happen. You never know what could happen today. I do have some picks that I will give out later on today. I don't know what they are yet. But I will have picks before we leave here. Today, and again, Miami moves on. And how about Steph Curry and then the Lakers? Let's get into that coming up on the other side. I do want to get in the schedule today. We'll look at game seven lines as well, some NHL stuff. I did see the Red Sox last night. They did not win. Their bullpen finally got to them. But we'll bring up all the odds all night and all day, excuse me, all morning, not night, morning. Joe in the evening, dirt in the morning, on the ass up all time. When Joe is on the radio, you can get Joe anytime. All right, we got to go to break. I'm Joe Murray. You're listening to 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. It's the DraftKings Over-Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final seconds, Reeves. It'll count it a goes. Oh, he catches it in! From half court at the buzzer! James snatches the rebound. Here he goes. James, pass, Hachimura! And the Lakers pouring it on right now. The seventh seed is going to the Western Conference Finals. The Lakers' hopes of banner number 18 still alive.
Tonight, in general, it was great to be able to play one of our most efficient games, one of our best games of the series. And it started because of the defensive matchup that we had. We defended at a high level. And when we do that, then we can be extremely good. And I thought we was locked in as close to 40 minutes as possible tonight.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, I'm Joe Murray. No Dan Livshads today. He's out. But the show must go on. I like that. A little California love there between the Warriors and Lakers. I think LeBron's right. I watched the game, and the Lakers defended very well last night. It wasn't so much Steph Curry that struggled scoring. I just think they're not right. Golden State's not right. They're one of the worst road teams in the NBA. They went 11-30 in the regular season. I think they struggled, actually. They won a couple of big games, actually, on the road. I shouldn't say that. But they struggled last night. But they got nothing out of anybody else. Right? Steph Curry went off for 32. DiVincenzo off the bench had 16 points or whatever it was. But how is Steph... Steph Curry, to me, is still... the one guy that has just transformed the game, right? To what it is now, to what kids are playing, you know, whether it's AAU ball or even in little, you know, coming into high school. The game has changed now. Everybody wants to shoot the three. It's not really what it was years ago, where LeBron was this hybrid, just amazing talent who did change the game as well. But now it's, I don't think Steph can truly do it on his own. That's a team that loves to pass the basketball, find open looks, and they play multiple guys. And, you know, Draymond Green might not be the fit they need anymore. He had 9 points last night and really shot 8 shots and, you know, had 9 rebounds and did all the little things. But it was really Klay Thompson who didn't show up for them last night. Imagine this line from Jaylen Brown if you want to look at Jason Tatum's side of things. Steph Curry had 32 points. In his, you know, sidekick, Klay Thompson had 8 in a closeout game. Imagine if the Celtics lost the other night to the 76ers and Jason Tatum had 7 points or had 3 points at the end of the game. He would be crushed. Whether it was Brown or Tatum, they would both get crushed. But Klay Thompson, hey, 38 minutes, 3-19, 2-12, 8 points is how he played in a closeout game. They defended him so well last night. They couldn't get Wiggins going either. And they tried to make some adjustments off the bench. Jordan Poole gave you nothing. LeBron, just a ho-hum, 30-point night. This kid Reeves, though. Austin Reeves from Oklahoma. I liked him at Oklahoma. I didn't think he was this good, by the way. Undrafted. He was lights out. He hit a half-court shot. And not so half court. I don't want to. Maybe. All right. How about this? He hit a buzzer beating long distance three before the half that kind of put things away. It was a 7-point game. Warriors missed. He came down, shot it up, went up 10 at half, and that was it. Spread last night, 3.5 Lakers. They cover. Is this the end of the Golden State Warriors dynasty? I don't know yet because there were reports that Golden State's going to ask Klay Thompson to restructure his deal and take a pay cut. I don't know how they stay together. They already traded away James Wiseman. They got Gary Payton in that deal, but I know he was, you know, hurt at the time. You look ahead here. They got Kuminga. They got some other guys that they like, but I'm worried about the future of that team. And is now the Golden State Warriors dynasty over? And when you look at it, does this make things easier potentially for the Celtics or 76ers if they get there? And how about the Lakers? Let's just be honest. the Lakers this year didn't look right at times. I didn't think D'Angelo Russell would be a great fit, and boom, 41 minutes, 19 points last night. Like, he's done a lot for them. Schroeder's done nothing for me. I think he's just awful. But overall, this kid Reeves has come around, and they've gotten good efforts from some other guys. This kid Walker, where did he come from? Lonnie Ware, he played at Miami. I do remember him. But now the Lakers move on. And I just saw that the spread for that series was -155 Denver Nuggets. So Denver is a favorite over the Lakers. When I looked 2 days ago, the Lakers were potentially the second favorite to win the NBA championship. So we don't have to take calls on it, but now is the Warriors dynasty over? And how many people feel like the Lakers right now can just flip that switch, and here they are? So, and, you know, there's always a theory about the NBA, like me. I'm trying to say that Scott Foster had something to do with last night's game. I think he did, personally. I do. All right? That's just my opinion. You don't agree with it? That's fine. But statistics show that he impacts games. That's fine if you don't believe me. I'm just giving you the stats and an opinion. That's fine. We call it the wrangle. That's why we call it. But now, could the NBA be looking, trying to get to the Lakers into the final? I mean, Jokic clearly is putting up a triple-double every single night. But LeBron, do people have LeBron fatigue? Do people want to see the Lakers in the final and potentially against the Celtics? How about that? So throw that in there tomorrow when it comes to Celtics-Lakers, and we'll get into them in just a little bit. 617-779-0985. Chris in Plainville. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
How you doing, man? I feel like I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Hey, you know, as far as you're talking about parlays and all these different things, I met this guy at the casino, and, you know, he was a young man, and he definitely had a process, a situation where he had this website and these numbers and all these different things, and he just was he was amazing. He's like, you don't leave it to chance, and you do all these different things, and he gave me some advice, and I'm not a gambler in any way, shape, or form, you know. But he just said, you know, college basketball is where your money's going to be made, yep. And you know, he had a website that he showed me, and he did all this stuff, and it was pretty cool. And like I said, I placed a small wager, and you know, fortunately won, and I think that was the last one I did. But, parlays and stuff are just for, you know, people who are going to be taken advantage of, in my opinion. And, as far as watching basketball, it's funny how if you actually defend people, how, you know, they can't really do what they do all the time. And, the Celtics and Lakers, all these guys, when they're presented with some defense, things change, you know, and that's just what playoff basketball
look
is
at the Miami
nowadays.
Heat. And, look at the Miami Heat on the perimeter, right? Like, look how good that they defend the three. And if you look ahead here, between the 76ers, a very good shooting team, and the Celtics, who obviously they shoot like 40 or 50 a night.
Right. So anyways, I just wanted to say, Joe, I always listen to you. You're a phenomenal guy, and I enjoy listening to your show all the time.
Cool.
Have a good day.
Thanks, man. I got a strategy for you as well. You mentioned college hoops. Teams struggle all the time. Whenever you see a ranked team as an underdog on the road, it's a great trend. Does it hit every time? No. But I will tell you, probably 50-something plus percent of the time it does hit. College football in particular, and especially these Big 12 teams. Oh, my God, Texas, they light it up at home. You put them on the road against a team, they struggle to score. I just go back to that Alabama-Texas game this year that happened. Alabama won the game by one, but Texas at home is just like a different team. When they play at home, they're so different. So college sports, agree. Big-time strategy. NBA, sometimes it is about, you know, zigzag, right? Win one, the other team wins the first road game, then you go back, you win, another team wins. The zigzag effect is definitely there at times. There are strategies. Everyone has their own. for example, I'll give you one coming up in just a little bit regarding the loser of the Super Bowl. I will tell you this. The teams that win the Super Bowl crush week one of the NFL season. Now, it doesn't always hit. I know the last year the Rams lost to Buffalo, if you remember. But I think that there is somewhat of a 70-plus percent that the team that wins the Super Bowl wins week one. It's very common. The loser of the Super Bowl. I'll give you one on that coming up after the break here. We'll take a quick break if you want to jump aboard. The phone number here is 617-779-0985. I do want to just recap something. I was mentioning these parlays. I got people sending me more. And we got to talk about it. If you want to call, feel free. Hey, Dan's not here. So if you want to call about your parlay, do it. 617-779-0985. And something I wanted to mention about the schedule, maybe related to the Patriots as well. We'll do that coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And there have been some crazy things happening this playoff series. And I just want to touch on something that happened in the NHL last night. We'll do that coming up next. I'm Joe Murray here until 9 o'clock, and then I'm hanging out for the Joe Show till 11 right here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, more of the DraftKings Over-Under Show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And Gudas will lead the charge now 3-on-2 for the Panthers. Here's Cousins over the offensive line. Left circle. Cousins, front of the net. Shot. He scores! Nick Cousins ends the game. Ends the series. 3-2 in overtime. The Panthers win it. They take the series in five. And the Florida Panthers are going to the Eastern Conference Final.
We want Florida! We want Florida! We want Florida! We want Florida! How'd that work out for you? Oh, and you lost in overtime. Oh! And listen. First off, I get it, right? The Bruins choked. Best team ever lost to Florida in the first round. Okay. All right, fine. We got that over with, right? Okay. How about this? Toronto, right? Toronto. This was it. The Bruins are knocked off. You wanted Florida. You got them, and you couldn't even beat five games. Five games is all you could give them. And I laugh because it's like a curse for them. It really is a curse. Now, first, I will tip my cap to Florida. Outstanding team, right? I think we all realize now that hot teams, they get hot at the right time. They make a goalie switch, and boom. I mean, Kachuk's been awesome. The Florida Panthers right now, I'm interested in them as an overall bet. And I'll get into those numbers in a minute here. But Carolina, they took care of business against the Devils in five games. Both teams win in five games. So they're going to be rested. They took care of business. So I was interested who would be favored. I thought off top of my head, maybe Carolina. Only for the simple fact, maybe it would be like 120, 130. Here it is, Carolina, Florida Panthers betting line. Carolina minus 140 right now on DraftKings. Panthers plus 120. So I think there's value in the Florida Panthers just by the way they're playing. But we do have to look at some of the matchups that happen during the regular season. And by the way, these two teams, they actually have a lot in common. But Paul Maurice was a big part of what Carolina did years ago. He's now the coach of Florida. I think the Stahl brothers, right? All the Stahl brothers are involved in this one. Eric Stahl was one of the franchise leaders for them. I think Sebastian Aho finally passed him as far as like big numbers go. But wow, there's a lot of storylines here between these two teams. But when it comes to the betting line, I somewhat like Florida. Now, whatever happened in the regular season might not really. It probably doesn't favor the Panthers. I'll say that. And here are a couple of things just if you're looking at that series and you want to bet on it. The Hurricanes won the regular season series, well, 2-1, okay? The final goal breakdown between the two teams, Carolina won 13-7. Wow. So, and again, this could have been Bobrovsky and then, you know, Lyon. I don't know who the goalies were at that time. I guess I could look that up too. But the first time these two teams have met ever in the playoffs to go to the Stanley Cup, by the way. But I don't know what the schedule is. Actually, I should probably pull that up in a little bit here. But I somewhat like the Panthers. I just think when you make that goalie switch, by the way, I was going to say Paul Maurice was a part of Carolina. When you make that goalie switch, things really start to just play, you know, it's like a stepping stone for some teams. They get past that first round. They win the second round easily against a tough opponent. And now they're matched up. Carolina has been good all year. Those were the two wild card teams. It was interesting to see which way they would fill at the end. But I wanted to mention this for a second here. When you look at the NBA and the NHL, there are 2 8 seeds in the conference final. When do you see that? I don't want to do the research, but if you know it, tweet at me, at Joey Murr. When's the last time there's been an 8 seed in the NBA and the NHL playoffs? Miami was a play-in team. And here they are now in the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA. Florida was an 8 seed, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, there's 2 8 seeds in the Eastern Conference Finals. When's that happen? And I'll tell you this much. Whoever wins between the Celtics and the 76ers, people are going to bet on Miami to go to the final. 8 seeds are being bet in the final to go all the way. I can't remember the last time it's happened, but if you've been riding these teams, you've been cashing in. Absolutely cashing in. 617-779-0985. Let's take a few calls. All right, let's start with Keith. He's in Waltham. What's going on, Keith?
Hey, morning, Joe.
How you doing?
Sunday morning before Game 7 against the Bruins, Florida was plus 2,800 to go to the Cup, yep. Win the Cup. Very, very, very tempting, but I still have faith in the Bruins, but obviously they let me down. But Florida's unbelievable right now.
Well, they're plus 350 this morning. So if you got, it went from 2,800 to 350. Think about how much that's been cut. But I look at it right now, I still think it's worth a play unless you like one of these Western Conference teams, right? Seattle's 3,500 right now. Edmonton, obviously, 650. Vegas, I think, is where everyone's looking. But the Stars, I don't know where to go in the West. I don't know if you have a thought on that.
No, I don't know. I don't have a thought on it.
All right, man. Well, but that 2,800, I hope you cashed.
Thanks,
buddy.
We want Florida. We want Florida.
We want Florida. You lose in 5. Jay is in Littleton. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Joe. Great show again. Love the opening. You're absolutely correct. You look at Miami, and then you look at Florida. Over the last couple of years, they've been great. And they get the 8th seed, and they just had no pressure, and they just came up big. And good for both of those teams, and, you know, good for those, you know, coaches, and good for the players, where these other players just sit on their high horse and think about the regular season, and they get to the playoffs, they just have all this extra pressure. So that's the one thing. I've been losing my shirt. I'm going with the favorites, but now I have to turn my collar in and say, you've been right. Go with the underdogs.
Well, it's not always, but the thing is that the favorites are like, you know, the lines are inflated, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, the Bruins, let's just face it. They were an inflated line. There was still like minus 400 to win the series or something before Game 7.
Right. And I don't know if it's the added pressure or the casualness, which is, we've all played sports. It's like when you have nothing to lose and there's no expectations, it's just something inherent that gets you over the top. And I loved watching Florida because everybody was talking about how bad they were. And they get this one player, they fire the coach. Next thing you know, the Bruins are pooping, the coach is pooping, the media is pooping in terms of, you know, we're going to come back when we come back. And Florida's just as casual. And then they go up to Toronto and destroy Toronto. So that's why we love hockey. But before I take up too much of your time, Heading down South Shore today for an open house, Millwark. Have you ever been there? fantastic restaurant, Mill Wharf in Scituate.
Mill Wharf in Scituate, huh?
Mill Wharf.
Wharf.
Yeah, outdoor dining, good little bar, great seafood, and I was there the other day just listing a house, and I have the open house today, and I'm heading down there with the most beautiful Saturday in the last 12 months.
Ooh.
I look forward to heading to the Mill Wharf in Scituate.
Beautiful day today. How's the chowder?
Outstanding. And their lobster roll is magnificent. You know how some places like to gouge you because it's called the lobster roll?
Yeah.
This is fantastic. It's coming from Maine right now because there's not enough pots here in Scituate and Plymouth. But what a place to go for this weekend, Mother's Day weekend, Mill Wharf.
Mm. Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate the suggestion as well. Thank you, sir. that chowder looks good. I'm looking at it right now. All right, 617-779-0985. I see you guys lined up on the phone lines. We'll get to you. We'll take a quick break, and then wanted to mention that thought on the schedule and some things to look at. I see you guys. We'll get to all the calls today, too. It's just me. Ryan Beaton's here. You're listening to 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, back here, 98.5 The Sports Hub. I'm Joe Murray. No Dan Lifshitz today. He is out. Let's take a couple of calls here. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Mike. He's in Plymouth. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Joe. Listen, I'm on the road 60,000 miles a year. It's always a pleasure to hear you morning, afternoon, evening. I really appreciate it. You get me through those drives. But listen, I wanted to mention this to you because it's kind of a new wrinkle in gambling. I took the Celtics versus the Nuggets just to play the Nuggets in the championship at a plus 950. I put $250 on it. And they're offering me a cash out of $827 right now. And it's such a new wrinkle to gambling. I don't know if I should take it or ride. What would you do? And it's a $2,600 payout if I play it through and I win.
So if you cash out, you get what?
$827
on how right much, now. How much down?
$250.
Ooh, and what's the pay? What's the bet again that has to hit Celtics?
So Celtics have to play the Nuggets in the series.
Oh yeah,
and my $250 would pay $2,600.
All right, here's
but if
what,
the Celtics lose tomorrow, it's over.
Normally, I am a let it ride guy. You might want to cash out and then. Like, bet on something else to hit.
I was thinking about that, taking the money and just kind of reinvesting it on another play.
But if it was like game seven, all I need to do is Celtics win, I'd let it ride.
I gotcha. All right, thanks for the tip, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you. All right, cool. I mean, I'd hey, on $250, if I can make $800, that's profit to me, baby. 617-779-0985. So a couple of people are telling me they expected the Lakers to be there. No one believed. South Beach had a night last night with the Heat and Panthers making the Eastern Conference Finals. Both as an 8 seed. Unbelievable. Let's go to another call here. Stanley and Taunton. Hey, Stanley.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me good?
I can hear you.
Because I'm in Brookfield or New Braintree, actually. It's pretty bad over there with the service, so I was just making sure. But, hey, I understand I'm not talking about betting, but I have two questions, and I was trying to get it off on the afternoon show yesterday. One, do you still believe last year's Miami team was the worst first seed one seed to make the ECF, one. Two, with everything going on with Marcus Smart saying or throwing Missoula under the bus like that, do you think that they should continue on with putting Rob Williams in the lineup to start to have the same result as they did the other night? And also, if this team wins the
Yep. We lost him. He's gone.
You did warn us about the bad service.
Where was he again? Do we know what town?
Maybe Braintree or something?
I don't know. Dude, sometimes, though, when I drive, like, anywhere near, like, 95 Route 1, it's not good. It, like, just... And I'm like, where'd everybody go? It's never good over there. But, it was last year's Heat the worst team? I don't know, man. There's been some bad teams to go to the finals.
Somebody called in about in 1999, the Knicks were the 8 seed and went to the NBA Finals, and the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, that's right. That's, you know what? That's right.
Went to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wait, the Knicks were the 8th seed that year with Ewing?
Maybe, yeah.
I might have to look up. Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up. I'm just looking over the last few years. Okay, yeah, Miami in 14 was bad. The Pistons won, though. Oh, no, they lost the final in 05. I'm just trying to think of who wasn't a good team. Like, who's a bad team?
Yeah, the Knicks were the 8 seed in 99.
Wow. 1999 Knicks, huh? Was that that Ewing year that he missed the free and missed the shot around the free throw line? Wow, Marcus Camby, Chris Childs. Yeah, Ewing, Larry, LJ, Allen Houston. Charlie Ward, Heisman Trophy winner. Point guard. Wow. I can't remember. Wow, that was the eighth. That, thank you, caller. That was a good one. Very good one there. And then Buffalo made it 1 year as well as an eighth seed, huh? And then it doesn't happen often. How about that? It does not happen often that an A seed goes to the final there. Oh man, yeah. I'm trying to remember now. That's small company. But that New York Knicks team. I remember that. I was following that thing like crazy. In my head, I had John Starks in my head. But that was. And by the way, the performance that Jason Tatum had through three quarters. That's who I had in mind. I had two guys in mind. Ray Allen, when he struggled so bad in 2010, and then John Starks, who just absolutely no-showed. Yeah, that team, Patrick Ewing, Allen Houston, LJ, Latrell Sprewell, I remember was really good on that team too. Man, they were an 8th seed. It's hard for me to see that. Anyways, we are here until 9 o'clock doing some betting, and then I'll hang around until 11 o'clock today. Right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. If you want to hang out, 617-779-0985. The schedule is out for the NFL, and I wanted to just kind of bring up a couple of betting notes that you should think about looking ahead here, and we'll get into that in a minute. And just one other thing, too, that guy who said, should they cash out? I would definitely cash out because here's the deal. There's too many probabilities that need to happen. A, the Celtics need to win Game 7. B, they need to beat the Heat. All Denver has to do is beat the Lakers. This is what I mean by too many things have to happen. Too many things have to happen. And it just, to me, it's a bad bet. Cash out and then use that money to bet more. Put your $250 back in your account and then bet house money. That's why we call it house money. Anyways. Oh, and NBA was the lockout season. Thank you, Captain Caveman. Thank you, Captain Caveman. All right, well, we'll hit on some NFL stuff coming up. Let's get to the headlines. I'm Joe Murray. It's 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Next thing you know, the Bruins are pooping, the coach is pooping, the media.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.